This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is a new friend, Scott Wands, the Deputy Director for Grants and Programs for Connecticut Humanities. And we'll get into that a little bit later, but he's joining me this morning to talk about something that just kicked off yesterday. It's 3 years running. We were talking before we got going. It seems like it's been a lot longer. It's Connecticut Summer at the Museums 2023, free admission for kids. It started yesterday, runs through September 4th. Scott, thank you for joining me today to talk about this amazing opportunity for kids and families to get out to visit some of these places they might not have visited before.
Well, thank you, Joey, and thanks for highlighting our CT Summer at the Museums program. You know, as we were saying just before we started, you know, the pandemic obviously was a terrible thing for us all, but this program came out of it. It's in its third summer and really highlights some of the amazing places that people can visit across our state and learn more about our communities.
I think that's one of the things, too. Like, we're a tiny little state. And it's one that I was talking with someone the other day. One of my kids is going overseas for one of his classes. And then, like, we're a host family in the next year. And I'm like, but, you know, it's Bristol. What do people come here for? But it's, you don't think about those little things that are in your own backyard, you know, be the Carousel Museum in Bristol, you know, the Nathan Hale Homestead here. And there's all these historical museums and venues right here in Connecticut that this kind of allows people that, like, well, there's nothing really holding you back at this point. It's free admission for the kids. Like, get out there and adventure, people.
Exactly. I mean, just in Bristol alone, we got a clock and watch museum, a historical society, the Carousel Museum you mentioned, a children's museum, a military museum. There are a ton of museums, and you can go to ctvisit.com and find all of the participating institutions. And we're at over 130 museums across the state that are participating this summer, free for Connecticut children, and free for one adult that goes with them, their parent, their grandparent, a neighbor, a caregiver. We really want to make it equitably accessible for everyone to go out, explore, and enjoy our state.
And that's one of the things I like how on the website, like you said, ctvisit.com, how it's laid out. Like, you break it down by county, you break it down so people can access that information very easily, because, like you said, there's a lot of different places participating in this. Now, if there is a museum or a venue that kind of was afraid to get in on this, is there still opportunity for this list to even grow more as the summer continues?
Definitely. If anyone wants to get in, the funding is distributed at this point in time, but places can still get in if they want to be free and get all the publicity and the exposure. And that's a huge benefit to these museums. You know, there are many big museums in our state, like the CT Science Center, Mystic Aquarium, Norwalk Aquarium, and the Beardsley Zoo. All five big museums are participating in this program. But there are many small places across our state, all volunteer, historical societies, museums. You know, we have stuff in Talon County that people don't necessarily think about. The Hick Stearns Family Museum, the New England Civil War Museum, the American Museum in Windham. These are places that are very small, and the exposure that the state gives them and the marketing just lets people know about the things that are in their community that they don't know about. And yeah, if places aren't on the list and want to participate for free, they can email us at grants@cthumanities.org and we'll help connect them.
And that's one of the things, you know, we're a tiny little state. I say it all the time, but there's so much history. There's so many things that have happened in this state, whether you go back to Bristol and the clocks and the watches with the Bristol Brass Factory, or you go down to the shoreline, the boat industry. Like, there's so many little niches in this state and historical events that happened that, unfortunately, a lot of it goes to the wayside. So things like this highlight and escalate that publicity for these places so people can understand why and how we got to where we are as a society here in Connecticut, little old Connecticut, if you will.
Oh, for sure. I mean, no matter what your interest is, you're going to find some museums that you've maybe visited, maybe you haven't visited, and this is a great chance. Art museums, technology museums, a lot of transportation museums. We have train museums, trolley museums. And these places, you don't just to go and look at a static exhibit. You get to ride on a train. You can ride the Essex steam train north from Essex up the river. You can get on a trolley in East Windsor and explore the old trolley lines up in that part of the state. Air museums, you can get into airplanes at the New England Air Museum. Just lots of opportunities for you to explore your interests. And if you're a military buff, there are so many military museums across the state, in Middletown, in Bristol, in Vernon, where you can go and learn more about our state's heroes that have really fought for us at wars going back to the earliest days of our country.
And I think that's one thing a lot of people are afraid. They think museums, you know, it's a stuffy atmosphere. It's snooty, if you will. You have to be quiet. But a lot of the museums in Connecticut are not like that. They want you to ask questions. They want you to talk about things. They want you to experience it. They want you to, you know, if it's the Air Museum, touch and understand how these things operate. If it's the Science Center, it's literally hands-on exhibits. There's things to do and touch in a lot of museums. And you know, everyone that I've talked to at the museums when we've gone, they're very helpful. They're excited when someone asks questions. They want you to come and enjoy yourself and not take things for granted and understand why you're there. If you have a question, ask. That's what a lot of these people, and a lot of these volunteers are the ones that are doing the work at the museums. A lot of these museums, a lot of these facilities are run by volunteers and they have a passion. They want to talk to you about these things. So there's nothing easier to do than go to ctvisit.com, look at this list, and just hit up some of these. I mean, Steve Parker, our Saturday morning show, talks to the Vintage Radio and Communications Museums all the time. If it's one of those things you've been, you know, I don't know. Well, now's the time to head out there. You know, you can get that free admission for your kids. You can be a kid, learn something, have fun. There's so many things across the state, I think, that people take for granted in this, you know, this, it's like I said, it's been 3 years, but it seems like there's so much longer. And I think if you were to try to visit even one of these museums once a week, it's still going to take you more than 3 years. Like, plan a road trip. If you got an afternoon with the kids and, you know, you can load up the car, Scott, and just head to three or four museums in Windham County. You know, go somewhere you haven't been. Adventure, because then it also helps the community. Like we were saying, you can get out and partake if you don't want to hit up a coffee shop or a deli or a restaurant. It's those communities exactly. That come together around those bigger venues that they may have. And those big venues in these areas might only seat 15, 20 people, but now you just helped out someone else in that community adventuring to a museum that you might not have wanted to go to in the past. But this program lets people go and entices people, if you will, to get out of their comfort zone and extend their travels to the nearest museum, Scott.
Exactly. Plan some day trips around it. You're going to do something else in another part of the state. Check what museums are participating. Add one onto the list. It's a rainy day. There's some great places you can go and be inside. And if it's a really hot day, have air conditioning. But it's not all inside. I mean, you can go to Norwalk, go to the Norwalk Seaport Association, get on a boat, have a 20-minute guided boat tour out to a lighthouse, have a tour of a lighthouse, bring a lunch with you, have a picnic lunch at the lighthouse, and then have a boat trip back. I mean, there's some fun experiences that you can do with your families, with your grandkids. Check out some restaurants that you've wanted to do. Really just make the summer an awesome place to be here in Connecticut.
And a lot of these history and culture museums, a lot of them have the outdoor gardens because gardening was big in a lot of these towns. And now is the time to really go and experience those outdoor gardens. You can go in the fall or earlier in the spring, but now is when these gardens are full bloom. This is the best time to visit those places. Like you said, if it's a hot, muggy, humid, air-conditioned building, have at it. Like, go enjoy some air conditioning. If it's a rainy day and you're looking for something to do because the kids are bugging you and you want to get them off their screens, go to one of these museums, get them off their screens, go indoors, you know, take cover from the crummy weather that's outside. These are the places you can, you know, grab a map of Connecticut and start plotting some pins with the family of places you want to do, those little bucket lists, if you will, Scott.
If you love gardens, go to cthistoricgardens.org. That is a list of organizations all across the state with amazing gardens that date back, in some cases, well over 100 years. And these places are participating in CT Summer at the Museum, Hillstead Museum, the Florence Griswold Museum, where I'm actually taking the call today, looking at the Lieutenant River and the gardens here. They're participating. Roseland Cottage out in Woodstock, participating. All places you can go, enjoy the gardens, have a tour of the museum, and just have a wonderful day trip experience.
And that's the thing, everyone's participating in this. And we talked about a little bit earlier, again, joining me today, Scott Wands, the Deputy Director for Grants and Programs for Connecticut Humanities. What is Connecticut Humanities, and how are you guys involved with this free museum admission program?
Sure. We have been partnering with the state really since the pandemic and before that, but especially since the pandemic. So people know the arts and the Office of the Arts in Connecticut. They don't know the humanities as much, but we're kind of sibling organizations, and we are the state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities in Connecticut, just like the Office of the Arts is the state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Arts. And we help communities understand their past, the issues that are affecting them today, and what is going to be happening tomorrow. So the arts is expression and presentation and performance, and we're discussion and contemplation and contextualization. And we help museums across the state do some of the exhibits that you enjoy, public programs that happen, poetry discussions, author talks. Those are the humanities, those things that help us better understand who we are as a people and why the world around us is the way it is.
Well, I think that's an excellent thing, Scott. Thank you for doing that. And I said, like, you know, a lot of these museums, they have those exhibits, whether it's the New Britain Museum of American Art, or there's all these exhibits, they're ever changing. I mean, if you're looking for something to do this week with the kids home, go to one of them, go to two of them, go to seven of them, but go back, because the exhibits do change. Because it's a museum and a lot of it's historical, doesn't mean it's not going to change. You can go a couple times a year. These exhibits are always changing. And I hope we get some people out, Scott. You know, enjoy the free programs. It's, again, ctvisit.com. There's a list of all the museums that are participating. It's not just museums, shall we say. I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on under the museum moniker, whether it's the, you know, Bartlett Arboretum and Gardens in Stamford. It's, you know, there's just historical societies in Norwalk. Every county's got things going on. The Carousel Museum, Connecticut Landmarks, the Trolley Museum. You know, they're museums that are meant to be explored and have fun at. So, Scott, I hope we get some people out there this summer. Again, it started yesterday, so you got some time. It goes to September 4th. Enjoy the summer. Get out there with the kids. Scott, I hope I see you at one of these events or museums to shake your hand and say thank you for doing these programs and participating with the state. Again, Scott Wands, Deputy Director, Grants and Programs for Connecticut Humanities, ctvisit.com. Scott, thank you for joining me today, buddy.
Thank you, Joey. And I want to thank the governor and the CT legislature for making the funding available to do this, because without them, this program wouldn't be back in its third summer. And hopefully we'll see it again next summer as well.
That's it. So let's put a pin in that, and we'll make sure the legislature gets this through so I can talk to you next year and the ever expanding list of participants for this. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Thanks, Joey. Have a great summer and enjoy some museums.
All right. You too, sir. Thank you very much. And get out there, because there's great things like this happening right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.